Much of the national conversation following mass shootings revolves around access to guns and possible legislation to limit who can get a gun and what kinds of guns. The National Rifle Association, of course, argues that the right to carry a gun is a sacred right, not to be abridged. Following the most recent shooting, the NRA's Wayne LaPierre claimed, quote, "The right to possess and bear arms is not bestowed by man, but granted by God." Well, how did gun rights become such a critical part of the far right's religious faith? Paul Jay on the Real News Network put this question to his guest, Professor of History Gerald Horn, and here is what Horn replied.
Well, it begins with European settlement in the 1600s. Recall that a number of the initial European settlers hailed from what is now Great Britain, and they were religious dissenters, as you well know. What you may not know is that many of these dissenters were actually theocrats. They came to what is now the United States with firmly held, even rigid, religious beliefs that basically ruled out the kinds of religious faiths that, say, the indigenous population wanted to practice. And then, when there was the revolt against British rule in 1776, what happens is there is installed the so-called Second Amendment to the United States Constitution, which is now the fountainhead for this now religious devotion to gun rights. And you can't understand the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution without understanding that the settlers wanted to continue moving westward, seizing the land of the Native Americans and stocking that land with enslaved Africans to endure free labor. And that involved, as they saw it, arming the European civilian population. Since that time, particularly in recent years, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that there is an individual right to gun ownership, even though the much-debated Second Amendment speaks in terms of a well-regulated militia. And on top of that, you have a National Rifle Association, a gun lobby, which is highly funded, and in fact is only part of a well-funded firearms industry that includes private enterprise, which spends heavily in buying the affections and votes of elected officials such as Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. And if you mix all of those factors together, you begin to understand why we had this tragedy recently in South Florida, and why it is likely, if not probable, that such tragedies will continue to persist.
That, of course, is Youth of the Nation by P.O.D., following Gerald Horn's explanation of the place of guns in American history. Last Friday on KBOO, Annie Haynes reviewed Roxanne Dunbar Ortiz about her book, Loaded, A Disarming History of the Second Amendment, and they go into this topic of guns and the creation of the nation in a lot more detail, and we'll link to that on the webpage for today's show.